This is Dick Moxley giving my UR Neuro story. I joined the University of Rochester Medical Center faculty in 1974, and this followed my training as a resident at Children's Hospital in Boston and in the Brigham, and 2 years of endocrine fellowship at Johns Hopkins. Gary Meyer is a good friend of mine, and Dave Van Dyke, a colleague at Children's Hospital, both of whom I had trained with, encouraged me to consider the University of Rochester and mentioned that there was someone who was very interested in muscle disease, something that I had been interested in most of my life, and that there was a very strong department chairman there. This was not only true, but it was even truer when I landed in Rochester and had a chance to meet Dr. Robert Joint. Bob was a wonderful, supportive chairman and created a family environment. And I also met Birch Griggs. And he, along with Gary, were critical in nurturing this family spirit and support that I received throughout my stay here at the University of Rochester. One of the unique features about Rochester is how easy it is to establish bridges between departments. And when I first arrived, both Josh Hollander and Frank Young offered me the use of their amino acid analyzers, just without any particular pressure. And I had, throughout the years, easy networking with folks. Birch and I worked together to try to develop a strong neuromuscular unit, and we were fortunate to receive grant support. And for almost our entire time, we've received NIH and related funding to move our efforts forward to improve the understanding of causes for muscle disease, particularly the most common muscular dystrophies, and to develop new treatments. And we've run many treatment trials with the help of excellent staff and colleagues. The university has been particularly supportive over the years and allowed me to serve as a visiting professor on sabbatical at University of Würzburg in 1984, and then again at Charing Cross in London in 1994. And in both of these circumstances, it allowed contacts with colleagues not only in Germany and the UK, but in many other European countries, and that has nurtured my opportunities to increase the visibility of our neuromuscular center. So at both the national and international level, we have been fortunate to have fellows and colleagues that we have trained during our program who have in fact gone on to establish their own neuromuscular and related programs in other places, not only in the United States, but in other countries. And right now, I'm especially fortunate to have Charles Thornton, Robbie Tuwill, and a newcomer, Chad Heatwall, to help with our research. Not without the help of patients and their friends would any of this been possible, and the Rochester environment in particular is extraordinarily supportive, and we have been blessed to work with so many outstanding people here in the Rochester area and around the world to develop our strong program of neuromuscular research. We are most fortunate.